The isolation of serenity and the effervescence of the serenity falter effortlessly, so freely, fall far beyond sound. For the best way to describe it is when there's no one but God within me around. So brilliantly and majestically, I hear this sultry, soft melody of whispers I have found. When he calls out my name, I seem to hear nothing but him as his echoes touch the ground. Due to the isolation of serenity, it's hard for some to gasp and find. The world has become so very busy throughout the rhythms of each day. Just listen meditatively and prayerfully talk through the program, through the mind. All God wants is for you to become serene enough for his blessings of love. Please stop and listen peacefully as I remind you to take a break before there's no time. I wrote that in 2007. Kathy Hill Cook, Bright Lights Pathfinders, welcome to the show, BBS Radio, the communication waves that gets the message out there for everyone. I just wanted to clear the air a little bit and just start freely. And listen up, tune in, we've got a great show. For right now, I want to show you something. If everybody's at their computers, if you would like to read along with me, I'm going to do some reading on some of the things that I have written. Due to the fact that it seems that people are having a little hard time on following me, but are wanting to use some of my Kathyisms. I call them Kathyisms because my first name is Kathy, and I call them isms because they just are isms, Kathyisms. Like, you know, just little things I say along the way. Like meditation is listening to God, to where prayer is speaking to God. That's a Kathyism. Anyway, let's get out our computers, and we're going to Google search, or either Yahoo search, the name B-R-I-G-H-T-L-I-G-H. T-S-P-A-T-H-F-I-N-D-E-R-S. Beside that name, place in the word name, N-A-M-E. Bright Lights Pathfinders name. Okay? Use either Yahoo or Google, or any search engine you prefer. We're going to go to Blessed Be One's Name. That's where we're going. Because we're going to bless everybody's name tonight. That's what we're going to do. I'll give you a moment to find that. Blessed be one's name. Google search or Yahoo search. The baby. Bright Light Pathfinder. Name. N-A-M-E. We're birthing our baby name. Did you find it? Okay. Here we go. One of the most important decisions in our family's lives is choosing a name, as it will always label us forever. From our birth and after we are gone, always our names remain. Since we are all known in all walks of life, our lives, as someone calls out our name, this part of us always will survive. We are known by many names throughout our history. One of the truths, one truth is that God knows the I Am of our spirit souls are one with Him. We are called by this great and blessed namesake mystery. As someone calls our name as well as God into hearing within, our name is sung as the sweetest words that falter from an angel's lips. Thus belonging, written in heaven on this forever eternity's trip. And how the process of our given blessed name calling begins, all by going within the person's name, is like the treasure keeper. The gift of life of God's gracious gift from the heavens into the universe and back to the heaven's boundaries. This infinity, enormous, countless wayward travels deeper, forthright chosen before time began, our God had already given. It's up to us in this lifetime to bring who we are together in memories of us so positive remain. Each time another thinks of one another's name, however it's brought, or calls them out loud in whatever a triggered way one has thought or brought, even an inkling of oneself, his or her name brought forth, a friction of energy of one is gained. In goodness and love, blessed from above, always realize this. When you call out one's name, you are taking a moment of time with them, however energy is spent. So choose to bless this person with a little love sent. The magic of the energies, vibrations of these, just light flashings of a precious combustion of that inkling second the blessing has brought, will cause the universe to become powerfully known in a blessing name reborn. Throughout space and going within time, this one's name will feel what is so proudly worn. The gift you have given to this thought of one's name, this moment in the night or day, realize through brought positive or negative, it will respect and behave that way when you speak or think one's name the same. So think with matters and also feel with always your heart. The mind is one powerful route of egotistical trouble. Going within again and again from your spiritual birth start, combine yourself and this name together and bless it be. In your mirror, the thought of them, they act as your twin double. Here on earth, as those in heaven in such a way, to pray to God bless it be one's name going within. Now you all know what I prayerfully say. Always in time of needed blessings, in the silence, it starts, God hears. Even when one absent-mindedly throws out a personal name, in their thought, it stays. It's a universal law, this energy ball brought about you have called. As it grows and grows and grows, so blessed be one's name when called, with love and abundance to all. As in such now, this name known to you and all, call out in one voice your blessings that have come out in your choosing of choice. Always, forever, and a day, blessed be my name, your name, his name, in an almighty way. Kathy Tassie Hill, Kathy Cook, Bright Lights Pathfinder's Way. Thank you so much for allowing me to share. Now, if you would like forever, ever, ever to discuss anything that I've ever written, just please do so. Anybody that has a blessing or someone's name that you'd like to give a call in. Seth, it's okay for call-ins now. The phone number is, you ready, Seth? For someone to give a blessing of a call-in, the phone number is 877-876-5227. The toll-free number for USA and Canada is 888-815-9756. The direct line is 530-876-3222. I'd like to start the blessing off with blessing BBS Radio and Donald and Seth and the ones behind the scenes that we never get to see, and for putting up with all my emails, all my actions, and helping me along the way. And blessed be everyone's name in an almighty way. Thank you so much, BBS Radio. And thank you so much, all of you out there listening today. Now, while I'm waiting, or if anyone wants to call in, you please do so. In the meantime, let me give you a few more lessons. Now, I'm not trying to sell myself. It's just that I just listen on the radio, and I see in just different places and areas that, you know, when someone is in a Google search or a Yahoo search or any search engine, once their work is placed out there, it is publicized and it's documented and it's copywritten. I don't mind anyone using my work. I would love for you to use it. It's free. It's put out there for anyone to ever use and study, and God bless you all. Just have at it. But let me help you find it easier. You place in BRIGHTLIGHTSPATHFINDERS, Bright Lights Pathfinders. Then you may put in any word behind that you choose. You can put in look, see, hear, know, name, bless, prophet, code, yet, knowing, any word to choose. It doesn't matter. I made up these concepts so long ago. That's why I don't have a .com or a .org or a .us or anything like that. I just write. And that's how I've done it. Now, I have a main line, which is Bright Lights Pathfinders, but I love the way that Yahoo has done it, because they have a little tab you can pull down, and it categorizes it. Let's go to the knowing. I love the knowing. That's under still the name, Bright Lights Pathfinders' name. It's sitting to your inner heart, the knowing. That's my group. Like a compass, spiritual pathfinders to find the way. We are here to find our way, north, south, east, or west. These winds are spirit flied, uniquely in our own perception, an individual way, groups homes for all who seek to learn and teach of each of its own unique talents of God's given gift, to awake within, by going within again and again. Our spiritual paths come to compass our way. This home is where we can share our spiritual selves, our teachings, our lessons, our awakenings, our abilities, our gifts, our guided paths. The group does not judge anyone's belief. It is all positive. It's a home where we can all get along. Sharing is the key. We do not discriminate upon any type of love, light, blessings, positive, prosperity, harmony in any way, shape, form of life. Awareness is within and without, touching one another through cyberspace by gently respecting each one and being packaged uniquely spiritually. There isn't any other better tool than mirroring each other. That's mirroring each other. Discovering the universe dimensions of our spiritual selves, learning meditation techniques of our gifts, teaching and reaching our insight into ourselves. getting back what God within, in touch with our silent whispers, the calling of what your spirit is trying to tell you. Most of us are only half awake. We use but a small part of our mental resources, awakening processes to release the splendor of the confidence in the process. Faith is what all is needed. There's an intuitive mind flowing through you, through life and function, as confident in the process. We have fallen below the threshold of consciousness, like the psychic in the unconscious brought to consciousness. We need to emerge to awaken and listen to the silent whispers. Hear all, call transform into what we need to hear and do. Please don't open the darkroom door before God's finished developing the picture. Thus the calling is heard, or your perspective will be out of proportion. Well, I tell you, there's many avenues we can take. Many. And it's up to you how you want to take this perspective. I would like to say that I went on this isolation of serenity. I went to school for a good while to be a chemically dependent adolescent counselor. And then I started going to school for so many other different things that I ended up with, like, I don't know, I just went to school forever. While my children were in school, I figured that it was great to go to school myself. So I went to school. And I learned how to just, while we were in class, we had to root up everything that was inside of ourselves, you know, to become a good counselor and to become a good active listener. And to become and evolve. And take it one day at a time. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Oh. Hello there, Miss Taffy Hill.
Well, hello there, Miss Carmen.
Well, I was listening to your show, and you were speaking earlier about quiet and inward thoughts that should not be broken and that everybody should be respected. Here's my question. Because a lot of times people use a form of meditation through yoga and Pilates.
Through what?
Through yoga.
Uh-huh.
And Pilates. And I was just curious. I mean, I know it's a form of fitness as far as, you know, core muscles and upper body strength and lower body strength. But a lot of people think that those things that, I've been to conferences where people think that yoga and Pilates is not healthy for you because it's considered really evil.
Well, you know what?
I've heard both sides of the story, and I was just curious what your opinion was of it.
I went to school for yoga. My mother is a strict Southern Baptist, and she was like, oh, my gosh, no, you know? And I thought to myself, I am what I think it is. And what others think of me is none of my business. If I use it for the goodness of my body and what I project it to be, and I meditate on what I think the minder should be, which is my God of my understanding, then I feel that it's quite all right with me. And then I had a little discussion with my mother. And if I learn from others and their ways and yoga and great teachers, then so be it, because, you know, they've got something to teach me, too.
Well, my thing about it is that when I'm doing yoga and I'm being quiet and I'm able to let my mind roam to the parts of it that I can't during the day because life gets in the way with polluting it, with all different sounds and sights to allow you not to focus on what is the real reason for that day, what is your real purpose. You know, what are you trying to accomplish? How are you going to use your body to do those things? And I really don't see how, you know, of course yoga was invented in, you know, in the Asian culture, but when I'm meditating, I don't see how there's any Asian culture involved anymore. I was such a melting pot to the world. It belongs to everybody.
Exactly.
It's just how I see it. I was just just very curious.
Yeah, that's what I was meaning before when I was, you know, in my previous statement. It's like, what others think of me is none of my business, because it's how I meditate inside myself and what I gain from the perspective. You know, it's up to the individual, Carmen, and it's up to what I gain from the effects of it, because yoga did me a great deal of effects in my positiveness in my life, and I really enjoyed it. You know?
Well, it taught me a lot.
I study a lot on all different types of meditative ways. The best way I've learned to meditate, though, Carmen, is getting my body and doing different types of, like, Tai Chi or any kind of movement. You can even use the isometrics, like you're pushing against the wall and bringing it towards you, pushing against, bringing it towards you.
Uh-huh.
But the thing about meditation with me is quietening my mind, getting one thought only into my mind, which is the light or one word. And if another subject or a sentence comes up, acknowledge that thought. Say stop, the word stop. Get your mind to say, I acknowledge you thought, I hear you, and I will thank you in 5 minutes. Because the thought process of the subconscious mind is only wanting to please you. It's only wanting to give you something to please you. And the subconscious mind never, ever stops. It brings up whatever's on your mind that you've been working on throughout your day or throughout the past. And so it will continuously work. It'll get you to stand on your head if it can, just to give you some concepts to look at in order to solve what issues that are about of what your mind is working on. So all you have to do is say stop, the word stop, and acknowledge the thought. I will thank you, thought, in 5 minutes. And then go back to the word light or the, whatever word you want, God or or me, or I am, one. And you hear your voice over and over and over going, one, light, me, God, I do it like that. I hear my inside and let my rhythm flow in through my body, into my abdomen, and all the way down through each chakra, all the way to the ground, and all the way back up, breathing in through my abdomen, in as I'm blowing in, and then exhaling with my word, one life, like that.
Well, I think it's also a way to release toxins from your body.
Mm-hmm. And I blow out all the negative.
Yeah.
And I inhale all the positive.
And that, well, you can hear them once you get rid of those. But
yeah.
I was just, with your meditation and your views I was listening to earlier, I just thought that was something I just wanted to touch on. Because,
well, this is my cousin, everybody. My cousin Carmen.
Hello.
And I want to thank you, Carmen, for calling in. I didn't know you would listen, and I hadn't seen you in quite a while online. Are you coming to the wedding?
Of course I'm coming to the wedding. I went and bought a dress.
My daughter's getting married, everybody, in March, and it's just so exciting. I hadn't seen you, Carmen, since Daddy died. That was back in 2005.
That's what your mama said. She called my mom the other day. And she goes, Brenda, I hadn't seen you in forever. And it's hard to believe that Uncle Walton's been gone this long. It's really funny, but you talk about light, it's like his light's still here because it's like I still feel him.
Oh,
I feel like if I turn around, I said Uncle Walton, he'd be there.
I know that prayer that we had the last time we chatted, what was a couple of months ago, and we had that deep prayer over some situations that you helped me out with, and you said you felt Daddy just like he was just here. Daddy's I get messages from him all the time. He's just right here with me in my heart. I don't hear him. I just feel him.
Oh,
thank you so much for bringing him back alive all the time. And it's through Jesus Christ that I'm gaining. You know, everybody can gain through whoever they choose to worship or have, but that's who I choose.
Well, I'm enjoying your show, not just because you're my cousin, but because I think there's so much value into listening. And what an art that is. And it's an art that children just are not learning. I'm a teacher, believe me. Well, at least today they weren't. Yesterday they listened. Today they didn't. But
thank you so much. Who would you like to bless someone's name? Or bless many names.
Well, I'd bless the Lord Jesus.
Oh, that's sweet.
I give blessings to my pastor. He will be a true messenger, and he will share the light, and that the light will be in him, and he'll let it shine. And I bless our country.
Yes.
I know that our country right now, we have wounds, and we have sadness, and we're trying to come out of it. It's like we're, they say the phoenix coming out of the fire. And I think that we're in the middle of a change. Some are scared. Some are praying for guidance. But I just want our country, our citizens, the whole world to be at peace. And that I pray that everybody will vote. And I bless everybody's vote that it will be what's in the best interest of our country.
Exactly. And blessed be one's name, the way you think it, the way you feel it, and the way you speak it is always in a positive manner, because it always mirrors back to that person. And it goes out there into the universe, the way you think and feel about a person, in the way you think of a person's name. That's so true. So thank you for that blessing, Carmen.
Well, I love you.
I love you, too. Forever and a day more.
Excuse me?
Forever and a day more.
That's always.
Okay, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The phone number to call in is 877-876-5227. The USA. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. My name is Julia. It's my first time going to your show.
Hey, Julia. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I just come across it, and I've been listening to some of your archives from your earlier shows.
Oh, how wonderful.
I thought that the way you do readings is really interesting, and it's funny because this seems to be my night to call in to BBS because it's second time. But,
which ones do you like, the journal readings or the or taking a trip into the space and coming back into the white room and going into the animals, or which ways? Shooting right into one. Which place do you like them?
I like the one where you did, where people pick a color and then they pick a number and you turn to that page. And I also like the one in the white room and, you know, that one as well.
Oh, okay.
They seem to kind of go hand in hand, the ones I was listening to. So
you sound so much like Pam, my friend, my husband's wife that I just love to death.
Oh.
I want to bless her name. Okay, let me get a notebook. I wasn't prepared to do this, but I can do it. Let's see. I'm going to have to get up and get over there to the other side of the room.
Well, would you prefer to do a different kind?
Oh, no, I can get it. No problem. Just hold on and let me get over here to my notebook. That's all.
I just was listening, and it was so accurate. You know, somebody would pick something, and it just seemed to be so applicable to what was going on in their life.
Oh, I love like that. It is so fun, and it's so airy and light, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me get up there.
I'm sitting here at your group where the last reading you did with the picture of the little girl laying in the grass.
That's
really a pretty picture. I don't know whose artwork that is.
I don't know where that
really
came
pretty.
From. It's been there for quite a while. I have no idea. Somebody gave that to me as a gift.
Oh, nice.
I know. Okay, I'm still getting sorted. Just go on and tell me your colors that you would choose.
Well, if I was to choose, I would choose blue and green.
Okay, we're going to the blue notebook. And a number?
33.
33. You're going to have to give me patience to count, okay?
Okay.
Have to go to page 33.
I'm so glad these are archived so you can go back and hear them over.
Oh, wow. I haven't heard them yet. Thank you, though. You went straight to a white room. I have that written down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Streaks of light, shadows passing in the back of me, windswept in every temperature, emotional energy absorbed in power, feeling of getting wind, spirit enters your body. You're like goosebumps, astronautic feelings of travel, like no gravity. In such a freedom way, a feeling of wanting no cares, leaving behind all anew, spiritual of oneness is what you're looking for in view. I look out from a window, kind of a double door, is what I want my white room to have for me and you. Sheer white, caught in the breeze, a sheer canopy bed behind in the north wall. And the north represents healing. You're looking for healing. And the room to the west is also there in jazz. The window faces east to the view, seven stories high, which represents completion of noon. And the cliff of the waters of the waterfall rock beds wash me clean and pure. Waters of the ocean, great and small, above the misty rain, in the distance that left the rainbow path, which means a covenant noon. All things will be all right. Center opens the cloud of blue. To the right hand, visions of stars and moon. All things of the doves of land upon me. And a peace, tranquility went to the feelings truly grow into the doves of me that I know. In my mind is a distant sand that represents each tiny person in each God's grainy land. So therefore, what I gain out of this is that you're spiritually growing and that you have been through some turmoil, but you're coming back down, realizing that you've been through kind of like a windswept type of a thing. Kind of like you didn't want to steal somebody's thunder, but you were caught in the rainstorm. And therefore, you have gotten to an even keel of an emotional temperature. Don't know quite where your place is to be yet. However, you're just going to slide in and go with the easy flow instead of rocking the boat. The body is kind of like goosebumps, which is actually your feathers pluffing out to be able to realize that you can weather any storm. And your travel is light and airy now because you've chosen something very complete for yourself instead of looking out for others. Because you've realized now that you have to take care of yourself first before you can take care of other people. Is that all right?
Yeah, definitely.
And the freedom that you have, that you're leaving all behind, it's kind of hard to let go of those behind, but you are now in a new spiritual oneness within yourself. Your search is over because you've made a decision and you're ready to step forward to that window of that double door. That's why you feel the breeze, because you've got it on your face gently as the north, south, east, and west in both ways are at jest. So your spiritualisms are combining as one, which is freedom. And the people that you have in your life, they love you so, no matter which way you go.
And the people in my life, could you repeat that part?
They love you so, no matter which way you go.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah. You just had some misty rains, but you're coming to the end of a rainbow path, and a covenant's about to happen, which is like it'll never happen to you that way again.
What does that mean, a covenant?
You know, like in studies where it's the first covenant is the rainbow, or the colors of a rainbow, the seven primary colors. You got the number seven twice, in seven stories high on this page, and also the seven primary colors of a rainbow. So you have in sevens, you have the seven completion of the world, the seven wonders of the world. So you're like in wonder, and 7 days of the week. So you're going to work on something. You've got to stick to it, and you've got to stick to the plan and make sure that you just stay in the positive, the here and now, and it's the seven chakras, keeping them balanced, which you had the word balanced in there, and the waterfalls, which, you know, the seven creations of the waters. And you also had in there the grains of sand in the waters. So water is very important to you, and tranquility.
Yes.
That's cleansing of oneself as well. What did you say?
My screensaver on my computer monitor is a picture of water with like a beautiful blue sky and some palm trees off in a distance.
Oh, how neat, with the little island.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Windows
neat.
XP. Yep. I love that.
Well, you've got beautiful energy, and you just feel great, and you feel like you've made some major decisions lately. Of just restful contentment.
Oh, good. You know, it's funny because my other number was going to be 16, which is a 7.
So, oh, my gosh.
So
well, that
you 7
is popping right out at you, which has a lot of things for you.
Wow. That's very nice.
Yeah, you picked right on there. And you went right to the white room where I wrote it down. That's so cool. You were getting both of them.
Oh, my God.
You got both of them anyway. Look
how
good you are picking it out.
That's amazing.
And you heard me count the pages, too.
Wow.
I would have never found that in my journal.
Wow.
I'm going to fold that page.
That's great.
I know. Oh, it's so great to hear from you. What's your name again? I'm going to write your name on this page and put it to you.
It's Julia. J-U-L-I-A.
I was wanting to call you Pam, because you sound so much like her. Oh, but I love the name Julia.
Well, thank you.
I'll always remember you, Julia, forever and a day, and bless your name
in so
many ways.
Oh, I appreciate that. Take all the good vibes I can get.
Huh?
I said I'll take all the good vibes I can get. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I will hang up so somebody else can call. And thank you again. You have a great evening.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, that was a great reading. That's a great person, too. I love to do that. I love to write in journals. You know, writing is like making yourself so raw inside. You can't hide from yourself when you write, even when no one's around. it brings out the rawness in you no matter what you do. You can't hide. Is there a caller on the air?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
You're on the air.
Is this Bright Lights Path?
This is Bright Lights Path.
Hi, this is Walker.
Hey, you were supposed to be in the bed. Is this Medicine Walker? Oh, I had to put my child to sleep. Hey, Seth. Hello? Medicine Walker, please call back. I thought you were through there.
Hi, I lost you.
I know.
I apologize.
I thought you were my son. I thought you were Sue Bear, and I told him to go to bed with a backache. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, and how are you this evening?
I'm doing great. Staring at your medicine wheel you made me.
Yeah, well, I see you've been doing some good things this evening.
Yeah. How have you been?
I've been doing
Everybody,
pretty
this
well.
Everybody, this is one of my... Oh, she walks in my dreams, Medicine Walker. Kim, we've known her for years. She's the one that made the medicine wheel that I use a lot of times in my stories that I work on when I do some shamanic work. How's your gallery going?
I can hardly hear you, my dear.
How's your gallery going?
Gallery's going well. Painting, keep working.
Oh, yeah?
Keep doing all kinds of good things.
I'm going to get you those photographs of the squirrels, I promise.
Well, we're hoping that we have them for the wall pretty soon.
Oh, you want the birds as well?
Oh, sure. We'll take whatever you can send us.
Okay. Yeah, I was supposed to get there for the opening, but I didn't.
No, but we'll get you here soon.
Tell us about your gallery. I want to hear what's going on with the gallery.
Oh, we have lots of things going on at the gallery. We have
powwows and all such of things going on.
Yeah, we have all kinds of things. We work with the clans in the area and a lot of the kids in the area.
Speak up just a little bit. You have the clan going on?
Oh, I can hardly hear you. I am so sorry.
I know. I can hardly hear you as well.
It sounds like you're far, far away.
Is this
I
better?
Heard your reading. You were doing a very good reading for that young lady that called in a little while ago.
Oh, well, thank you so
You're
much.
You're so gifted, my dear.
Well, thank you.
And Tracy and I are both sitting here listening, and we just wanted to call and give you our love and our support.
Oh, well, thank you so much. You're such a blessing in my life.
Well, you know we love you very much.
Well, you've been there for me always, forever and a day. Ever since the beginning of the computer.
Yeah, we have been together for a long time.
Watched us grow together.
Yes, we have.
You even called 911 on me one time, didn't you?
Yeah, and you're still here too, aren't you?
I wouldn't have been if you had. No, I wouldn't have had that heart operation.
Well, I'll tell you, they thought we were crazy calling from Michigan, but hey, what can you say?
You called Charlotte from Michigan and 911. I had an ambulance and a fire truck here. Y'all, that's how great.
I don't care how you get there. Just get to the house.
Oh, I was a goner, man. That's how great my friends are on chat.
Well, we love you. You
I
have a good evening.
Too.
I'm going to let you go so you can get back to your work,
care.
Okay?
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
What a blessing. I haven't heard from her on air before. Wow. Oh, in creation, God made two natures, environmental nature and human nature. Human nature's purpose is always a choice. Environmental nature is not. Human's choice is disruptive, the natural habitat of environmental nature, destroying and polluting and trashing the nature, killing the rainforest, holes, and ozone. While nature's service is its purpose, solely, intentionally, behaviorally embedded within its own way. By instincts, as birds, bees, and insects in which they pollinate, producing more plants, as to thunderclouds bumping together and producing rain for us as well as nature's water for Mother Earth. Nature's environment can also cause and destroy hurricanes, typhoons, tornadoes, volcanoes, earthquakes, floods, etc., mudslides. We all call natural disasters. But what does nature call us when we destroy nature? Human disaster. Keeping up with the times, outgrowing the town we live in, development, property, commercialism. When is it necessary for the almighty dollar and when is it not? That was in one of my journal entries, just right there in the page. That was just one of my brainstorms. I was just having one of those days, you know. So, let me get back up and get the call-in numbers. Okay. What'd I do with it? Sorry, BBS. BBS Radio is the greatest radio station in the world. If you don't hear it in the mainstream, it's on BBS. The number is 877-876-5227. USA only. Toll free 888-815-9756 is USA and Canada. 530-876-3222 is the direct line. Sometimes we have circumstances and incidences that we have to make decisions on, and I had to make a decision. And my decision was that I made a decision not to make a decision. And then I meditated on it. And thus I made a decision. So listen up and tune in for my guest that was posted will soon be arriving on BBS Radio, I'm sure, someday in the future. But I had to make a decision. It was up to me, and it was something that I needed to do for myself. So I just want to clear the air with that. God, instincts, God's gifts of inner knowing. The date on this journal entry is 3-8-2003. Within each one of us, God the Creator placed inborn instincts and an inner knowing of all things. Some people call it a gut feeling. Others call it a hunch. At times, one can mistake instinct with intuition. As we see this happening, or I can feel that about to come about, as I think this is to be so, which is totally different from instinct, the inner knowing, the gentle nudging. When you know something's right, when you set your goal towards something and stand firm, not letting anything stop you in your path. The belief inside yourself, that truth of positive, as well as the warning of the danger and the red flags. Stay clear, stay clear. Do not enter. Bad news. Consequences will follow. Now is the time to remind yourself of your inborn instinct. Reawaken your inner knowing within yourself. It is one of so many of your God, the Creator's, given talents of gifts He has given us to use as our inward purpose. Always purpose, meaning, follows choice one way, and that is always choice. And that is the gift of free will. That was a good journal entry. I needed to read that myself. Wow. Wait, la la. Okay. Let's see. Would anybody like a reading? Call in. Or would you like for me to continue reading out of my journals? Got 10 minutes left. Just 10 minutes. Let me see how long this one is. Oh, it's not long. It's 2 pages. This one's dedicated to my girlfriend in Florida. Words spoken out loud to one another can never be erased. Words are like that. They are permanently written in stone. They are on their own. They are your own very own. You spoke them, then you own them. You can't take them back. You have given birth to them when you spoke your thoughts out loud to another. Your verbs, your nouns, your action verbs, your pronouns, your subjects, your adjectives, prepositional phrases, whatever you spoke, maybe just in one word, physically or out of sight, a person or a person listening to your words spoken, hear your voice changing within each word you speak. Emphasis on certain words and tones and pitches in your voice and pauses. Your breathing and nonverbal clues, such as a sigh. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, hi Kathy, how are you?
I'm doing just well. How are you doing? Who's calling?
This is Tracy Fairdragon Queen.
Oh!
I heard you were giving readings.
Do you think I can read you? I don't know.
Well, you don't know.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm just excellent.
Well, that's good.
This is Medicine Walker's Fair Dragon Queen's other partner. Now, what are you two up to tonight, you little snicker? And heard on from y'all in such a coon's age, and then all of a sudden y'all are calling me.
I know.
I just think I'm just going to whippersnap you. But it's great to hear from you. Y'all must be so busy making your art or something. Because, I mean, how many times did I holler at you on the answering machine? I was like, da, 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 da.
We were playing phone tag for like 2 weeks.
I know. It's been like 2 months.
Yeah. Well, I got
what
a couple good paintings. I got a couple good paintings coming out, so.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
You sold one to the National Art Institute in New York, didn't you?
No, not yet.
Well, where did
Hopefully
you sell it to the Institute of where?
No, that was one of the woodworkers that we work with. He got into the Smithsonian show.
Oh, wonderful.
We're hoping to be heading out towards Chicago come the end of this year. We'll be doing the one-of-the-kind art show there.
Y'all are just growing rapidly, I tell you. I'm really honored y'all want some of my photographs and artwork. And I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to have some of your art, too, in the gallery.
Yeah, that's what you said when you first opened. And I promised Kim, I don't know if y'all know, if you both know that, but I promised Kim when you first opened the show that I would send those squirrels.
The squirrels. I love the squirrels.
Yeah. You do exquisite work. Anyway, what kind of reading would you like? We've got like 6 minutes.
Whichever one you feel like.
You want me to just turn and shoot? Turn and open a page?
Turn and pick.
Oh, guess what you got to?
What I get?
The Truth Within Me.
Oh.
Do you remember that one?
Gotta dig within.
There's a truth within me that nothing or no words can bring forth for one to understand. That's you. There are no words to comprehend this truth that I know, that only I can feel it and see it with every inch of my being and every breath and every beat of my heart. As I awake to absorb and reveal more truth of this knowledge each and every day to apply to wisdom, as if I try to explain it for one to understand and comprehend this truth that I know, their way of understanding it will be their own way and not mine. For the purity of this truth, unblemished, will no longer be a truth that is meant for me. Within each one, our God has placed this truth, the very own purity of his unblemished truth inside of oneself, to feel and hear and see it, to know, learn, and live by it. Only few sit quietly in the reverence and patiently in solitude, willing to surrender themselves to the utmost undescribable feelings and thoughts and whispers of the truth known ever to a soul's existence that one could ever hope to comprehend and hold personally of their own. So, are you having some miscommunication? Have you been? Are you just like in your own place, looking inside yourself?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Cool. I hope that helped. It's kind of like saying it helped me because that's me too. We always go along the same lines. You know what? When you get a headache, I get one. But it's like telling me that when I know something inside myself and I speak it out, I'm sharing it, right? But it's my truth, and it changes when my words speak it. And it becomes like, if I give you what I'm speaking, and then you go and repeat it to somebody, then it changes a little color here or there, slightly different.
Okay. I get it now. I get it.
So when you go and speak, like, say to Kim, say, of your feelings, like in a transaction matter or something,
mm-hmm.
what you see and feel inside yourself is the perspective. Remember when I told you she's oil and you're watercolor?
Yeah.
Okay, it's kind of like that. Each thing takes a different way to draw in the way of perspective.
Each person
so
has their
like
own truth.
Your truth is one truth and her truth is one truth, but there's maybe the same truth. However, it's unblemished until you speak it out there.
Okay.
It's a purity that we hold inside ourselves.
So am I supposed to hold it or let it out?
Oh, we have to let it out. It's just that while it's in there, it's ours, you know? And we have to think before we speak is what the message I'm getting. We have to patiently think before we speak or either speak from our hearts and it just flows. Like the things that I'm learning right now as I'm speaking to you, you're mirroring me, is to speak, I feel blank, this, when you blank, this. And I need, not you make me feel or da-da-da-da-da-da, I need this. Instead of somebody saying you make me feel or da-da-da-da-da or can you do this or can you do that is will you do this or will you do that? Because, of course, they can. That's the message I got for myself because you just mirrored me.
That makes sense.
Wow. Well, we're about out of time in 3 minutes. Anything you got to say to the universe? You got any blessings?
I bless, thank Creator for everything that we have.
Wow.
Every day, every morning.
I just bless knowing you and your family, and I just bless your business, and I just bless that we get to see one another someday. I bless your horses.
After the wedding.
After the wedding, yes. I always say after the wedding.
After the wedding, you are here.
I say that after the wedding. That's two children now.
Well, Bear still left. We got Bear.
Yeah, we got you, Bear. He's going to get married, too. He's going to get married fast. Where's Kana?
She's still working on her PhD.
Yeah, man. She helped me with my heart a lot. She's great.
Yeah, she's going to Ireland.
Oh, well, that's where Jeff Quasnell Gosnell is. I've got Ireland pictures from him. He's coming to the wedding all the way from there.
Oh,
jeez. Yeah.
Well, that'll be nice.
The wedding.
The wedding.
I'm the mother of the bride. Oh, man. God love them. They're getting married, and she's marrying a guy with the last name Grooms. She's marrying a groom.
Oh, bless you. Well, thank
well,
you.
Well, trust
very,
your own direction
much.
In life.
Yeah.
Follow the own beat of your own drummer is the next page.
That's right.
Unique in your own way, and you can follow your own path.
Isn't all right, well, thank you for the
thank
reading.
Thank you so much forever and a day. I love you.
Oh, I love you so much.
I do, you too. Thanks for calling.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for...
I was such a surprise. Both of you.
Well, I've been trying to catch it for 2 weeks and with the kids. I'm so darn busy, and I'm like, oh, crap.
Well, call me anyway.
Kathy
and
Shaw.
Don't hesitate to call me just on the show. You know my number. Well, everyone, thank you so much for calling in, and thank you for a glorious show, and many blessings to everyone. This is Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook, over and out.